You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
First things first, I think we need to decide what your turkey name is, Dom.
All right.
One of those little posts here
is
on the internet.
Is there a formula for this?
Well, you need the first letter of your name and the second number in your age. So I can go first, I guess. Jay, I am sweet. And zero is ice gravy. I am sweet ice gravy. And in, I guess, exactly 1 week, I'll be able to bump it to a one. So then I will be sweet McStuffins.
Which isn't bad either. Though. Well, you'll have that officially for Thanksgiving.
Though. I will be sweet McStuffins.
What do I got?
You are jolly. And then are you an eight or a nine?
Nine.
Nine. Okay. So yeah. So you're Jolly McGobblers. that's pretty good. Let's do Josh. Josh is five, and there's Jay. So he's sweet again, like me. Sweet Featherbottom is our producer. So
that's what the guys at the sports station have always
called
him.
Oh, Sweet Featherbottom. All right there, Jolly McGobblers. I think I'll post this on our Facebook. It's
you
just
should.
Pointless humor.
Oh, people like that kind
people
of stuff.
People do like this kind of stuff. It's stupid.
And, you know, it's fun heading into Thanksgiving. It's something for you to chat about when you do your Zoom calls with your family.
Yeah.
For Thanksgiving, Jeremy was telling us earlier that Zoom is even going to do away with their 40-minute, for people who have the free accounts, free 40-minute, they will suspend that so that it'd be unlimited.
Yeah, but, you can have your whole family and, you know, it won't chop you off at the, I think it's 45-minute mark. They kill it, and everybody's got to try to figure out how to log back in, and yeah, it's always a mess.
And there was also this thing where people, you know, there's always the whole Black Friday thing, blah, 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 but then a lot of stores started opening actually on Thanksgiving itself.
Yeah.
And so, you know, people would get together, maybe watch a little bit of football, have the big meal, and then what they do, they'd bundle up into the cars and head off to the stores to go shopping.
And I can't knock it. I was always one of those people. For years and years, I'd get out, you know, at the butt crack of dawn or right after Thanksgiving and try to hit all the sales. You gave me so much crap.
Because
it was always me and Nicole and my mom and my sister.
Yeah, all the girls.
All the girls went out. We went shopping.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I loved it. I loved the rush, the thrill of it.
I cannot imagine a dude like you, a married dude, volunteering to go do that.
Yeah, I did.
I just can't.
I loved it. It was fun. But I always hit like the Sears tool department and things like that. I mean, does that help?
No. Okay, ladies, I'll be over here at the tools.
I'll be in the tool department.
A whole bunch of stores have announced that whether it's COVID-related or maybe, we don't know, some of them might just be saying, you know what, we're going to start bucking this trend of opening on Thanksgiving, and we're going to let our, you know, employees, our associates, have family time. So there's this gigantic list of stores. Now, some of them in years past have not been open on Thanksgiving anyway, but they say they're going to continue that. But a bunch of others that traditionally that have been open.
Like the biggies.
Nope. Yeah. Kohl's is saying we're not doing it. Best Buy is not doing it. Bed Bath & Beyond, they say we're not opening. Dick's Sporting Goods, they're like, we're not opening on Thanksgiving.
Even bigger. Go bigger, Dom. Target and Walmart. Both of them are saying, nah, we're going to go ahead and stay closed on Thanksgiving this year. We don't need people rushing the store and just spitting all over each other, basically. That's a lot of particles when people are cramming through those doors. So that's huge. This is huge. This is a big move because, man, you think about how much lost revenue for these businesses.
But I've been thinking about that, and I don't think that's the case because I liken it to the whole thing. Anytime in years past, people's like, we're all going to protest, you know, such and such gas prices. So everybody, this coming Tuesday, nobody buy gas. And their whole thing was like, well, that'll really hurt the, you know, the gas companies, you know, the oil companies and everything. It's like, no, it just means that on Monday, everyone will go and feel it's the same amount of money being spent. It's just being spent on a different day. And I kind of think the same thing is true. You're not going to stop people from spending money in the holidays. It's just going to be they'll take all the money that they would have spent on Thanksgiving Day and they'll either spend it the day before on Wednesday or the day after on Friday.
Well, and I think they're kind of pushing people to start spending right now because everywhere I look, like Black Friday, air quote, Black Friday deals have started like last week, and they're really pumping out the ads and the stuff online. Man, it's nonstop emails in my inbox from places that I don't think I've ever even signed up for. I'm like, why am I getting emails from them?
They're just finding you?
They're finding me, and they're pumping out all their pre-Black Friday and just trying to do it for like the whole month of November to
kind of
make up for
this. Well, I think a
lot
of them are concerned about the whole, we were talking about this last week, the delivery issue.
Mm-hmm.
That delivery companies are worried that they're going to be so overrun with demand for delivery that if you don't start ordering now, they can't guarantee that you're going to, you know, your packages will arrive where you want them to go.
It's true. Yeah. And so far, I mean, we've done about 100% of our shopping online this year. So far, no delays, knock on wood. But I can see, yeah, once you get into December, for you last minute people, mm-hmm. it's going to be difficult this year.
Yeah.
I feel for the UPS people and the FedEx and the Postal Service and the Amazon delivery drivers.
Same.
You feel for them. I mean, kudos to them. They're probably happy they have the work and a steady job right now, but it's got to be just exhausting. Just exhausting to do that.
Yeah.
You know, the packages just keep coming.
I had an Amazon package delivered yesterday, and it's funny, you know, you can do the thing where you can track your package, but mm-hmm. I've never tracked it when it was that close to being delivered. Like, I've always just seen the thing, yeah, it's in transit, or it's
seven
this,
stops
or this,
away.
But yeah, and then I was on my phone yesterday, and I saw that this little dot was just down the street, and then I watched the dot move to the front of my house.
Yeah, isn't that cool?
So I stood up and just went to the door.
Yeah, that's funny. I was talking to one of the guys that delivered a package to my house, and I was out there at the end of the driveway when he pulled up, and he's like, oh, you're one of those, huh?
Yeah.
I go, yeah. He's like, I know this is a huge piece of our technology, but it always still creeps me out when I pull up and somebody is standing here waiting for me. He's like, something's a little unsettling about this.
Yeah.
I was like, well, I can go back into the house and you can throw it up on the porch if you want. And he's like, no. But yeah, I love that feature.
You know,
man.
It cuts down on porch pirates too. Did you see the story about the goofball porch pirate guy? Okay, I was going to do it later as maybe our goodbye story, but I'll tell you now because since we're talking about it. The whole porch piracy thing, for those of you who don't know, is when, you know, all these packages are left on front doorsteps and some jerk stores go and they steal these packages mm-hmm. off of front porches. Well, this one guy was in court because he'd been accused of being a porch pirate. Here's the thing. They've got the video of surveillance video, you know, from the front door
yeah.
of him walking up and taking the package. When he showed up in court, he was wearing the exact same stupid T-shirt that he's been wearing in. I mean, it's a one in a million shirt. It's so ridiculously bad.
Oh, no.
And so it stands out so bad. He wore it to court.
Oh, what a jackwagon.
Same shirt.
Not guilty, Your Honor. Really?